Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and holler at me, area code 310-861-2317. I want to first of all welcome everybody back from the weekend. It's Magic Mondays. You're on the line with the one and only Playboy Comedy, Trey Love. Man, I got to give my shouts out, man, to the whole Gilroy Empire, man. People making things happen, making things do what they do, you know what I'm saying? Gilroy, West, for doing all she does, making it shine, man. You know, the list was off the chain, man. I don't even want to tell y'all numbers and stuff like that no more because I'm building in my career and just letting things happen the way they do. But I got to give a major shout, you know what I'm saying, to Gilroy West, Sophia Reed, for doing what she did, man, and making sure that she promoted that show lovely, to Nichelle Murdoch, to Carmel, bringing people out, Nicole Paul, man, my models and everything, to Blaine, Ebony, you know, all the girls working them TLPs. And I'm going to just let y'all know, be looking out for them TLPs, man, because let's just say I had an opportunity this weekend to relax and kind of look at some models in these TLPs, and I just want to say to the fellas out there, you might as well go on and get your order out, bruh, because you're going to want to see your lady in these TLPs, trust me. She's going to be walking around the house, you know what I'm saying, working that thing, you know what I'm talking about, and that's going to be in them TLPs. And don't forget, that's Trey Love Pajamas, y'all. And don't forget, fellas, I'm going to just let y'all know, don't think for one moment that I forgot about the fellas, man. We got to make it do what it do, man. We got to make ourselves, you know what I'm saying, be the kings we are. So what I've done is I put a hat line together, y'all. And I got to give a shout out to the people that's making me put that, not to say making me, because, you know, it's all about having a team working with you, but the people that are working with me directly. Sister in the Struggle, who's going to be doing her show on Wednesday from 10 to 11, she recommended it. She was like, you know, you be working them hats, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Sophia Sims for the idea to start the hat line, y'all. It's going to be 5 G's, man. I'm telling you, I got hats. It's going to be for the gangsters, for the Young Bucks baseball caps. But you know, the fedoras is what's really gonna be banging. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be the 5G hatline, man. When y'all see it, man, y'all gonna know. Cause fellas, I'm gonna show you how to put your crown on. You know what I'm saying? So you know what? We gonna do a little bit, man. We gonna go on and get a little music going, man. Get the vibe right, chill. Cause you know we waiting on our special guest, Mr. Charles Clemens, to call in, man. And we gonna do a big and interview him and just have a little fun today. All right. So for now, this to everybody, man. It's Monday morning. Shake it off, baby. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Get turned up, baby. Do it.
Stop calling me. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. Stop I have to go to work, Robert. Robert Williams, will you please tell these little bitches to stop calling my goddamn house? If you don't do that, I will tell them myself. Will you get off my telephone, Robert? Will you please get off my goddamn phone?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Magic Mondays. This is your boy, Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy. Let me give you all the rundown. First, I got to shout out a very special, special young lady who is a constant supporter of Gilroy Radio. She tunes in every time she calls in, man. She shows love. She always has something positive to say. And when we get Charles Clemens on the line, we're going to go ahead and let her jump in and jump in with a couple questions and have a little fun, too. But as you all know, I am Mr. Proker. I am Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy. And I want to thank y'all also for the support of my single, I'm a Rocker. I'm having a good time with my cut, man, and y'all having a good time listening to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm having a good time performing it. You know, it's really it's a jazzy cut. It's a nice tune. And I dedicate this song to all of you. I have 32. It's a lot of ladies that know. Every time I'm on air, I'm going to just let y'all know for Magic Mondays, 10 to 11 a.m. For Twitter Me Tuesdays, 10 to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, that's not going to be my show. That's going to be 10 to 11. That's going to be Sustain the Struggle, SS, Sophia Sims. Make sure y'all pay attention to that. But that's going to be about corrupt unions and things of that nature. And on Thursday nights, specifically for everyone, this is for males and females, we're going to get a little freaky from 7 p.m. to 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that's on Thursday night, y'all. We're going to do a late night. I'm going to get, like, kinky, you know. We're going to talk real nasty. I'm going to even have live sex on the show, you know. I mean, we'll have a good time, you know what I mean? Show you how to do this, you know. This is what it's all about. Like I told you, I'm Trey Love, Playboy Comedy. I do anything I want to do. There's nothing you can stop me doing because I'm not going to hurt nobody. It's all going to be legal. And from 10 to 11 on Fridays, it's going to be Facebook Fridays. But, and when I say but, I don't mean but. I mean for show, for true, for church. I have to give all of you beautiful ladies out there your live pokes because I currently have 32 pokes, and I told you every time you tune in to Gilroy Radio and Trey is live, he's going to be live on Facebook as well. You can chat with me, but I am for surely going to give you your poke. Rainya, here's your poke, baby. Carmen, here's your poke, baby. Hey, y'all underage girls, I hope you ain't underage trying to poke me on Facebook because it's poke back. So I ain't going to say this young lady's name, but I'm just going to, like, poke her on Facebook. Jana, yeah, I'm poking you back, baby, because I know you grown. Pansy, I'm going to poke you back too, baby. Sherry, I'm poking you back too. Oh, this is so much fun. I know these ladies are listening, like, yeah, I'm getting my poke. Elaine, yeah, I'm poking you too. And everybody know I'm not giving out last names because I got to respect these women. You know, they dudes might be listening and everything. You know, Trey poking you, you know what I'm saying? It's just on Facebook. So to Reggie, you know who you are, baby. I'm poking you too. Bonita, I'm going to poke you too. Hey, Shuggy, I see you, baby. I'm poking you, too. Oh, this is fun, y'all. Hey, ladies, I'm going to let you know I'm going to poke you the whole show. Nikoi, I'm going to poke you. Chevette, yeah, girl, I'm poking you back. To Shannon, yes, girl, I'm poking you back. Get your live poke. This is, like, the funnest thing in the world. I'm poking women on Facebook. To Maisha, I'm going to poke you, too, baby. I don't know if you old enough. I gotta. Well, okay. Amina, I guess I'm careful. I don't know. Maria, I'm gonna poke you though. I know you full grown woman. Paula, yeah, I'm poke you too. Keep that on the hush. You know, some of them you really poke. Shaki, I'm gonna poke you too. To Stephanie, I'm gonna poke you too. This is too much fun, y'all. This is way too much fun. To Kim, I'm gonna go on and poke you too, baby. And I know you out of Mississippi, baby. Oh, I don't want to get you in trouble, but I am going to poke you, cutie. Charlene, I'm poking you too, baby. Sharita, I'm poking you too, baby. Oh, yeah. And to this young lady, Jade, you have my sister's name, but thank God you're not my sister because I can poke you too. To Christina, that's not my daughter. I have a daughter named Christina, but thank goodness I can poke you, lady. Lady Love, I'm going to poke you. To my girl, this lady right here. It's so funny. Two of my twin daughters, Christina and Candace, I got another Candace I got to poke. And I ain't going to say, like I said, I don't say no last names. I'm going to protect the innocence. To Chrissy, I'm going to poke you too, baby girl. And Glow, yeah, Miss Gloria, I got you. And to Tanya, yeah, I got you too. And to this other one, this aphrodisiac girl, I ain't gonna say your name, but I know you. I'm gonna just poke you too. Oh man, that was so fun, man. To just be live on Gilroy Radio poking these girls, man. This is a beautiful thing. This is my world. And in the mood of the moment, since we live doing pokes, man, y'all know I gotta do it. Yo, check out Trey Love. This is I'm a Rocker.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
Original beat, original rhyme, original flow, doing it just how I do it, you know what I'm saying? Like no other, can't no other stand in the category with me because I made my own lane. You understand what I'm saying? I do hip-hop, I do stand-up comedy, baby. I'm an actor, I'm an entertainer, I'm a writer, I'm a producer, I'm a dancer, I'm a model. I'm in the fashion. Do you hear me now? TLP's popping off. You understand what I'm saying? The hat line coming soon. And I'm going to say this. This is not to be braggadocious. This is just a God-given gift, y'all. I do everything I do, not only for the benefit of myself, but to show that you can make something out of nothing. You understand what I'm saying? You can take your life into your own hands, and that's why the special guest I have on today that I'm bringing back bringing to you as soon as we come back from this musical break. It's the same kind of brother. We met, we vibe, we worked. His work ethic is on 10, mine is on 10, and we're going to do it again, man. Coming to the set, y'all. Next, we're going to have Charles Clemens, but for now, I just want to let everybody know this song is dedicated to all y'all. Let's do what we do, man. Let's not hate. Let's have love. There's a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, sincerely passing away. It's a man by the name of Earl Mosley Jr., y'all, who was very vital in helping me, y'all. He booked me at his college when no one else would book me, man. I've made thousands of dollars with this man, and I was just getting ready to hit him up, y'all, on Facebook and line another booking up because I could always depend on him to book me, and he's gone, y'all. I mean, just look at how life is happening. I mean, just every time you look up, it's and this is something that he's been actually gone for a while, and I didn't even know it's been over a year. So I just want to say to Earl Mosley, rest in peace, to my folks out there in Texas, man. Y'all know I'm going to come back there and wear y'all out again, you know. So this is letting everybody know the hip-hop comedy tour is coming soon, you know. I got gigs lined up, got a couple film projects on deck. Still just humping, man, just working, using my God-given talents and gifts because one thing I promised myself is tomorrow, hell, I'll only be wrong one time, you feel me? So promise yourself tomorrow you will only be wrong one time. So to everybody, man, this is from Trey Love to everybody, man. Y'all know we got to do this. I'm going to say my prayer first. I'm going to go into this song, and then from there we're going to come back and bring Charles Clemens to the forefront. My prayer is, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference. Y'all better understand I'm living by that. I'm getting ready to change some things in my life, but I'm going to share mine with you.
Trust me, girl. You're all I want.
Radio. It is April 11, 2011, 10:26 a.m. I have a special guest on the line. We are about to interview and talk and chop it up with my friend, award-winning director, Mr. Charles Clemens. Charles, welcome to Get Ready Radio. How you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. Trey, thanks for having me.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. A blessing, man. I mean, it was hard to get up with you yesterday, y'all. This brother, you know, he done went Hollywood on us. You know what I'm saying? I think he went Inglewood. You know how some of them go Hollywood? Charles went Inglewood on us. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm going to go Inglewood on these Negroes. So what were you doing yesterday,
like
man?
That.
I
lost.
So what, bro?
No, I said it's not even like that.
I know, I'm just messing with you. Hey, man, yesterday you were directing a project. I know I was trying to get in touch with you to grab up some emails and stuff. Tell the listeners about what project you were working on yesterday.
I was directing my web series, Runner's Time. We was doing the season finale of the show, and that was a project that originally took 9 months of production to complete. We shot about 6 episodes, and it was a show that just it meant a lot to me. It was something I always wanted to do as a feature film, and I finally decided to do it as a web series because I thought web was the new thing to do as far as what people wanted to see right now, what was hot. So finally shot the season finale, man, and it was just bless him, man. 14 hours. I survived. I literally went home and just passed out right after that. But, wow. I'm here.
Well, you're here, man. And I want to thank you for coming through, man. I just want to tell you, man, what I appreciate more than anything is the fact that you're innovative because you see what I'm doing when you say webisodes. You see right now we're what? Live on internet radio. You see what I'm saying? So
exactly.
That's the way, and I'm going to tell you, bro, I'm getting thousands of spins, bro. You got to, like, I can sit back and watch what I'm doing. You know, it's a service I use, blogtalkradio.com. A couple of my friends have jumped on it. It's not rocket science, but, you know, as an entrepreneur, as an actor, comedian, you know what I'm saying, someone into media and, you know, getting out there hosting red carpet events, what better way to broadcast myself than, you know, not waiting for, like you said, you know, you're not even, I hope the family's listening, you know, because there are a lot of entertainers and people that listen to my show, and I want the people to understand it's not all about getting on per se that television network or what someone else would consider success. What it's about is, I mean, listen to what the brother's doing, like 9 months into a web series. That's when you're putting your heart, mind, body, and soul into something, and that's to me what makes the greatest entertainment, the greatest, because see, that's the kind of stuff that lasts. You know, you're not in it for a simple dollar. You're in it for the sheer art of it, and I appreciate you for that.
Right.
Now, didn't you do a video with Common a while back?
Yeah, I did.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I got approached by a buddy of mine named, Joe Hollywood that wanted me to actually direct a video for him that he had through another company. I was just doing some videos for Common, and it was a song called Make My Day with CeeLo. And that was just a blessing, too, man. He hit me up to direct it, and Common actually saw it. It was actually more than me doing the video, but it was like a little competition we did to see which video he would choose to make it his official video. And wind up coming in like third place for that, but it was still a blessing because he seen it, he loved it. It was a fun shoot.
Man, that is exciting. I also, did you win an award for Run This Town?
We did, and I'll tell you a funny story about that. It's because we entered the contest. First, we entered the web series, not even finished with the season. So a lot of web series that was entering were already completed. Most of them, I'm pretty sure, like 100% of them were completed. So we were probably like the only show that was not completed with the season when we entered the festival because we was just like, okay, let's just do it. You know what I'm saying? And so we went on and weeks went by and we were just, you know, hoping we got in, and me thinking as a director, I'm just like, okay, I got some of these projects going on. Like, I hope it gets in, but, you know, I didn't really have that, you know, that expectation, but we finally made it the last day that they were taking in web series. And so that was cool. So I was like, okay, well, we made it. That's good. I really didn't expect to win an award for the show.
Right. Wow.
So I'm off. Here I am. I'm off on, I'm directing another video at Club Echo when they're having the award ceremony. And that, and it shows how crazy my schedule is, because here I am with a show that I really care about. And I missed the screening, which sold out at the festival.
Wow.
I missed that due to working on set. And then I missed the award ceremony for working on set. And I get the email talking about we took home three of the biggest awards that night. And I just screamed right there.
Wow.
I screamed. So we took home best score in the web series. Our actress won best actress in a drama series, and I won best director in the drama series. So it's exciting. Very exciting.
Wow. That is awesome. So, Charles, where are you from?
I'm from L.A.
Oh, you're an L.A. cat. So did you, like, growing up, did you kind of know, like kind of when you, like, you know, we all know our talents and, like, we say, okay, God gave me this and God gave me that. But did you kind of know, like, kind of growing up, because, I mean, you know, I kind of know you. I've kicked it with your family and a couple of cousins and stuff of yours, and they kind of tell me a little stuff about you, you know, with, you, with the way you did with video games, like set timers and stuff like that. I was I'm curious about that. Do you think that, I mean, because people always try to diss video games, but when they said how intense you were, it's kind of ironic that, you know, you being a director, is that, would you say that or what type of influences made you kind of see yourself being a director?
Oh, my God. What's so funny, man, is, like, a lot of people don't know, is still today I'm a big kid, and I know a lot of adults say that. But for me, I never knew my talent as a director or, you know, being an entertainer. You know, I always had ambitions of, you know, being a doctor and a cop and da 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 da. And I think it was just my first movie, Split, and I did background on that. But it just opened my eyes to entertainment, and that's what I wanted
Your
to do.
Your first movie was what? Say that one more time.
The Wood.
Oh, The Wood. You worked on The Wood?
Yeah.
That was
my
very
first project ever.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and entertainment. And from there, that it made me want to be an actor. So I was always doing, like, little background stuff and seeing what the big, you know, just wanted to have my eyes open to entertainment. And from there, I went to my first project I did was in college. I went to West L.A., and I took home back-to-back top honors for my short films that I was directing there. Wow, I was like, okay, well, this is what I can do. You know, I was just giving my directing thing a shot. As far as the video games is concerned, and in that way, it when I was little, I always used to, you know, create little storylines. I played with toys a lot, and even up to mid-teens and late teens, and my family members could never, you know, figure it out. Like, man, you're too old, and you're still playing with toys. And I was just like, man, I love the storylines I'm creating. Like, I was just, you know, every day I would set a time at home, and I would just come and I would just create a storyline with my G.I. Joes and my Power Rangers. You know what I'm saying? I just love making my own stories. I do the same with video games. And with video games, I use it as a training tool, honestly.
Right.
You know, I set my Madden up. I set my wrestling up. You know what I'm saying? I give it time slots. I do my own, and I practice that at my own. I practice that at my own television slot as if I was a network, which is so funny. People don't get it, but it's just like I do that as a training program. It's fun. It is kind of weird, but it keeps me motivated, and I mean it's still part of the reason why I do what I do.
Hey, man, let me tell you, bro. You know what's so ironic, man? You know what, dude? I'm going to tell you. I understand you. Let me explain why I understand you, man. I always say this to you, and I've told people. I say, you know what I like about y'all, man? We have a lot in common. Okay, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about, right?
Okay.
Like, for you with the, for you with like, setting up your stuff, man, bro, I'll be in the house by myself. I'll have a video camera set up. I'll have lights. I'll sit, like, on my stool and do my whole stand-up comedy routine, man, rehearse my songs and stuff with nobody else there. And, like, you know, if, like, say I'm dating a girl or whatnot and we're kicking it, I'll be like, sit down, baby, I need to do this stuff. And it's so funny because they'd be like, dude. And, like, when I was a kid, I used to imitate my grandparents and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, tripping on, like, they can pick at us all we want, Charles, but we're the adults. We're just the adults that never grew up. And I think, personally, I think there's a certain freedom that goes with that.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because our minds are not clouded with all the other stuff that other people are clouded with. I have a young lady on the line, man. She's a loyal listener to Gilroy Radio. And I'm going to let her just jump in and say hi for a minute, and then we're going to go to song, and then we're going to come back because I got a lot more questions for you. Shaquise, welcome to Gilroy Radio, baby. How you doing today?
Hi, Trey. How are you?
I'm great, love. Just wanted you to get on the line and say hi to amazing award-winning director, Mr. Charles Clemens, today.
Hi, Mr. Clemens. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Congratulations to your projects.
Thank you.
I definitely have a question regarding today's youth. You know, due to budget cutbacks and, you know, our children receiving, you know, a lot of cutbacks within the education system, how would you inspire one teen or today's teen to get into what you're doing?
I would definitely say just go your dreams, and whatever you want to do, just keep pushing it regardless of who tells you no and who tells you yes. Because for me, I did this with not a big support team at all, and so many people telling me not to do it, and mm-hmm. and for me, it's just like, you know, this is what I want to do. So. And look where I'm at. And, there were so many times where I wanted to stop and just feel like, I don't want to do this. But it's just the passion, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really love something, you just got to go for it and keep believing. And eventually you'll get there.
Well, I want to thank you for that, Charles. And I want to say to amen what he just said to all the youth. I mean, not having a support system, I'm going to just say this. My mother's deceased. And to my family that I do still love, but in a lot of ways I'm going to say I don't have respect for certain aspects and people because not only did you not support, you didn't even care. You know what I'm saying? So as we rolling into this next thing and we making this thing happen with or without support systems, we put God in his respective place. And just like my man CC, I call him CC, Charles Clemens, just like CC just said, look where I'm at now. I'm on blogtalkradio.com/Gilroy doing my thizzle 5 days a week. Plus on this road, plus doing these films. So to them who tried to stop me, I see you later, baby. I'm finna chill a little bit. Let me go ahead and lay up on this woman.
I don't want fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.
Man, welcome back to Gear Radio, man. Y'all on the line with the one and only Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love, self-proclaimed. Y'all know I'm doing it, B.I.G. Like I told you, man, stay tuned. Tomorrow we got Twitter Me Tuesdays. Wednesday we got SS, Sister in the Struggle, talking about corrupt unions, etc. Thursday night, ladies, from 7 to 9 p.m., it's going to be real nasty. We're going to do like radio porn, and I ain't playing with you, I'm telling you. And Facebook Fridays is going to be every Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. All this is Pacific Standard Time. You can call in 310-861-2317 and ride with your boy, Trey Love. I want to bring my special guest back on the line, man. You know, a brother that's deep, intelligent, got his mind focused, man, making the thing happen. CC, what's up with you, bro?
I'm back. What's up?
Man, chilling. How'd you enjoy your break, man? You had a good time on that break. Was you back there chilling?
No, I'm never chilling.
Yeah. Hey, man, check this out. Chick just hit me. I ain't going to say her name because she told me not to say her name, but she wanted to know what your status was. Are you single or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm single right now.
Are you single right now? Hey, so, pimp. Y'all heard him, pimp? Talking about right now. Yeah, I heard you a beast on the women, boy. For real, why you laughing, man? Hey, man, I enjoyed that last set we was on, man, with Rick Ross. That was hot, man. That was real hot, man. I got to shout you out. What, whose video was that, man?
Oh, yeah, that was from my boy Action Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Coming out with Hot Single. You know, so that's coming out in, like, May. So I enjoyed that. That's a four-day video shoot, so we're actually still filming that.
Wow. Wow. That's hot. Let me see here. I want to discuss that. Go ahead. What did you want to talk about?
I know I said the name of the song is called Hollywood Swag.
Hollywood. Where can they find that? Give the listeners the information where they can go and look that up.
Well, right now it's gonna be released out on YouTube when we finish it, but he's keeping the song off his mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's
check
out. We're going to check that out. Hey, what's up with, I wanted to tell the people, man, I hosted this mansion party for you, man, a few months back. Man, that was like the hottest party I ever been to in my life, man. Well, how you, see, I be watching you, CC. I ain't going to lie, I be watching you. How you be getting connected like that, homie? I mean, I'll let your boy, man. Let me know what's up, man.
Oh, my goodness, fam. How the mansion party came up, I don't even know. That was actually one of my first parties I threw. Big parties. I know the one before that was my birthday party. And I was like, okay. I like what I was doing for my birthday. That was hot. So let me try to do this again, but bigger. And it was so funny because, you know, my uncle, you know, he had some money coming in, and he was looking to invest in some stuff. And, you know, I pitched my party to him, and and he took a shot with it. And I was like, you know what? I wanna do a mansion party. And I showed him the budget, and he went crazy.
Wow.
But you know, I got it and started looking for you know, locations online, and I found a good spot, went in, checked it out, you know, and there it was. It was big. It took me about 3 weeks to promote. We had over 300 people there, and it was popping. Yeah, people still talk about that party today.
Yeah, I know I'm talking about it, man. I actually had the pleasure of hosting that party. That was a hot freaking party. I'm not even going to front, yo. That party was on fire, man. The pictures and everything we got from there, yo. Woo-hoo. That party was ugly, man. Hey, give the people some contact info, man. Tell the people how they can get in touch with you, you know what I mean? Like, you know, for other actors and whatnot. Where should they send their pictures, resumes, emails? Like, give people some information on how they can get in touch with you.
Right now people can send, you have, like, headshots, resumes. You can send that over to me at tv_pilots@yahoo.com. You can also reach me on Facebook/Charles Clemens. You know, YouTube, subscribe to all my shows and music videos, you know what I'm saying? Send me some messages out there. And, yeah, that's about it. I have a MySpace, but I don't really use it like that no more, so.
Man, what is MySpace? Does anybody even know what that is anymore? No, I'm just playing. What is MySpace? Does it even exist?
Man.
Hey, so how you enjoying it?
Huh?
Go ahead. No, I'm listening, brother. What'd you say?
No, I was just saying, like, it's funny right now because a lot of people are saying, you know, and I just want to get this out there because I want to clear it up, but, you know, calling me Hollywood and bougie, and one thing about me is, like, I'm probably one of the most humblest people out there, and I wouldn't consider myself Hollywood at all because I hate that lifestyle. I mean, of just being what they consider Hollywood, and it's just right now, like, the projects that I'm having, like, I can't even count how many music videos I'm directing. Like, I did 3 last week. I got 2 this week. I'm still in meetings. So it's just like, it's just hard for me to, you know, talk to people sometimes. That's why I don't answer my phone a lot. I'm in meetings, and I know you're going to understand where I'm coming from. But, you know, I just wanted to clear that out, that I do have a busy schedule. And sometimes when I'm not working, I just want to take time to myself. You know, all my family. So it's just crazy. I just wanted to clear that up for a lot of people out there, you know what I'm saying, that would consider me that way. But not at all. Not at all.
Well, I'm going to say this, and I want you to understand this, and I want everyone else to listen to this and truly understand this. And this is coming from a man. This is coming from a person that's in your position that's been in this game a bit longer than you and can tell you this. And this is truly from the heart. Be unapologetic in pursuing your destiny. I'm going to say it like this. Someone told me this recently, and I knew it was a message from God because of what I had been dealing with. So I want to share this with you, and I want you to listen real good. You want an elevator, right? The elevator's going up. On that way up, some people are going to have to get off. Now, the people that's got to get off may be family. They may be friends. You understand what I'm saying? They may be coworkers. So they got to get off that elevator. Now, you still got to keep going up. Because, see, it's not in your destiny and in your cards to either stay with them or go down. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The crab in a bucket mentality. No, hear me, brother, because I'm going to tell you something. If you're making your money, right, not to say if, as a professional actor, I'm a professional actor. You're a professional director. I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild. You're a member of the Directors Guild. Don't call me, and I'm already getting $1,000 to tell these jokes. Don't call me to come over here and do your project and do this, and Trey, can you do this, and you can't put $1,000 in my hand because that's the kind of money I'm getting to come out and do my thing. The same thing with you as a director. So don't be apologetic in your pursuits and in your elevator of you taking rides. Be unapologetically Charles Clemens. And I'm going to tell you something. If they can't respect you, and you know what? I'm going to tell you, as I'm growing as a man, I'm not even going to say no venom stuff like, oh, F them and this and that. No, I'm not even going to say that. But what I am going to say is truly, bruh, don't apologize for what you got to do. Because, see, me, I'm a dad. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a businessman. I got my own radio show. And I'm going to tell you, even since I've had this radio station, man, you'd be surprised how many different things have happened with people's opinions and this and that. You know what I'm saying? That's why it took me a little minute to have to get back, because people don't want to see you as business. When they were once your friends, see, people don't want to see you grow. So when they was your friend, they think they could still be your friend as when it's time to do business. Business and friendship, so it's like I strategically set stuff up. Look, in order to do business with me, you're going to have to handle things in a business manner. And when we plan, we're kicking it, we're having a drink, we at the club, we slapping five, we can do that. But that's when we're doing that. When we're doing business, we got to do business. So, Charles, I'm going to tell you like this. Whoever's saying that you bougie, whoever's saying you think you all that, I'm going to tell you like this, young brother, and this is real talk. It's lonely. Remember this, because this is a quote I made up. It's lonely at the top, but guess what? It's more elbow room. That's that pimp shit. You know what I'm saying? And I mean that. And that ain't a knock at nobody or trying to diss nobody or say that, oh, this person ain't this or this person ain't that. Man, don't apologize for your rise, man. Don't apologize for what God gave you, because what God gave Charles Clemens is what he gave Charles Clemens. You understand what I'm saying? You keep working and you keep your eye on the prize. And I dedicate this song to anybody that got anything to say about you. Then we're going to come back real quick and we're going to close the show out. But this song is dedicated to anybody that's got to say anything about Charles Clemens or Trey Love or anybody that's grinding trying to do your thing. We need haters. And that's a real song.
Baby, come chill. I'm chill. bounce your round around the town with the top shop talkers. You can call it off the bounds on my top, stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stop. Been blind too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sippin' on Haterade. That deep down get your base. It tastes like lemonade. Smell your face when you see me face. I be sippin' on Haterade. That deep down get your base.
The elevator is going up and everybody can't go up with you. So some of y'all got to get off. What's up, Charles, man? You back on Gilray Radio. What I want you to do, man, is just shout the people out. Let them know what's up, man. How you feel about being on Gilray Radio, and tell us about the projects you got coming up, bro.
Yo, man, I'm just still in there. Want to thank you for having me on. I think it's great you doing this, man, because I can't keep up with all the projects you're doing. Talking about me. Man. This is a blessing, too, man. This is my first time on internet radio, period. So it's fun.
Oh, wow.
So it's hot. I'm loving it. We just wrapped up the Run This Town season. Right now I'm just in the process of directing a lot of some more videos. What else, man? I'm doing a car commercial. So this is going to be my first car commercial I'm directing.
Oh, beautiful.
So I got a meeting right after this to go lock that in. And yeah, man, I got two more music videos this week and some more in the process. So just taking every day step by step.
Well, you got to, man. I want to congratulate you on a blessed career, and I want to wish you much more success. And Gilray Radio would like to thank you. The whole staff over here at Gilray Radio wants to thank you for doing this interview. And I don't know if you've been checking out the Gilray Empire, man. We got on Facebook, but I got a lot of stuff going on over there, man. Little things I put up that are exclusive to only the Empire, man. So I think I added you to that Empire. So I'm going to check and see, man. You come through and, you know, show some love over there, because I put some stuff up on you, your pictures and stuff. So check out that secret group. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I got a question for you. Where did the Gilroy term come from?
Oh, Gilroy. Hey, y'all, I'm getting interviewed on my old show. See, you smooth. You flip the script. Gilroy is what I do to the opposite sex.
Ah.
That's Trey Love. That's the Gilroy. See, I'm Trey Love, and what I give the ladies is Gilroy. And with that, we're going to go on and play this song and take a song. Y'all, this is dedicated to the ladies. This is what I just told Charles. This is what I make them do, Charles. Peep it out.
All right.
See, woman, you really want to know what I like about you?
For sure.
You really want to know?
Well, I love your scream, scream, scream so much, it's in my dream. I love your scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream. I love your scream, scream, scream so much, it's in my dream. I love your scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream. That you got me the day that you laid lips on me. You know you are so talented. So please tell me that we'll do this once again.
You know I Never forgot how you dropped us out. I've never had relations quite like this before. The way you shock my body, I'll be right back here by four.
Is over. We're going to thank Charles Clemens for coming through. Charles, so now do you understand what Gilroy is, brother?
Yeah, so I do.
Well, man, you have a great day. Many blessings and well wishes to you. Any shout-outs you want to give before you go, brother?
Shout-out to God, man.
Okay, that's number one. Hey, I'm going to hit you a little later, man. Peace and blessings to you, and good luck on your interviews. Good luck in your career.
Thanks a lot, buddy. All right,
my pleasure, man. Have a blessed day.
All right, dude.
All right, that's been it. Magic Mondays, Gilroy Radio is over, baby. It's a wrap. Thank y'all for...